USA Radio News.
Today, the Trump Organization CFO was granted immunity by federal prosecutors for providing information about Michael Cohen in the criminal investigation into hush money payments for two women during the 2016 presidential campaign. Stephen Mulroy is a former federal prosecutor. He says this is how usually cases get laid out.
You start out with people on the periphery, and you get them to either get convicted or to plead guilty, and you get their cooperation, and you use that information to go up the chain to get more and more significant people if you are in fact convinced that there is a criminal conspiracy.
Senator John McCain will discontinue medical treatment for his brain cancer. That's according to a statement that was released by his family today. McCain was diagnosed with the disease last summer, and his last vote was made in late of 2017. Many of McCain's Senate colleagues took to Twitter to wish the family well. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The government says orders last month for so-called durable goods dropped by twice as much as analysts had predicted. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes breaks down the report.
Orders for items meant to last at least 3 years, falling 1.7% in July. They were dragged down by a big retreat in aircraft orders. Analysts had forecast a decline of 0.8%. The Commerce Department reports orders for non-defense goods other than aircraft were actually up 1.4% last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Earlier this month, a video went viral of a man seemingly antagonizing a buffalo at Yellowstone National Park. Well, he was sentenced, a man that is, to 130 days in jail after entering a guilty plea to the charges against him. The 55-year-old man pled guilty to four charges of misconduct at national parks, and law enforcement said they had numerous encounters with him as he was traveling across several state parks in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Many Americans these days are working in what experts consider or call a gig economy, where you have different jobs that you do as a freelancer. You might deliver pizzas. You might also be working for Amazon. Well, what does this do, though, regarding taxes? Because most of the time, they do not take out taxes. You're forced to pay quarterly taxes. Lewis Hyman is a professor at Cornell University. He's also author of a new book titled Temp, How American Work, American Business, and the American Dream Became Temporary. One of the things we discussed was taxes and how this changes the dynamic in things.
Taxes are at the core of a lot of these questions. You know, payroll taxes that were meant to be paid by an employer. You know, now if you're an independent contractor, you're obligated to pay other kinds of taxes as well. The flip side of that is you can take depreciation and all the kinds of business deductions that businesses can take. Our tax code is, again, sort of reflecting a world that is in transition. And so we need to think about how we want to, you know, support people and businesses as we move into this new economy.
And finally, four of the five Georgia cheerleaders who knelt last year during the Star Spangled Banner to protest police brutality didn't make the squad this year for Kennesaw State University. Kennesaw State later required cheerleaders to stay off the field during the national anthem after the protest, although the University System of Georgia officials later determined that the cheerleaders' protest was protected by the U.S. Constitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.